Welcome back, everyone. I was just wondering what I would do for the podcast this week, and I think I might have figured it out. I will talk about what's going on in Feisty for the imminent release of Feisty coming in April. We're going to clean up all those orphaned packages on your system. If you're anything like me, you're downloading packages, trying them out, uninstalling them, but you're leaving traces of those packages on your system, just taking up space. We are going to figure out a way how to take that off of your system, give you a little more room. Then I'm going to make an announcement about my new site for the community. So I'll be back after one moment. All right. I guess this is the news segment of our program, and I'm going to highlight the latest news in Ubuntu, and pretty much it is all about Ubuntu 7.04, and this was released earlier on the 23rd in London. It said the Ubuntu team is proud to announce the beta release of Ubuntu 7.04. Ubuntu 7.04 is the most user-friendly Ubuntu to date, and includes a groundbreaking Windows Migration Assistant, excellent wireless networking support, and improved multimedia support. Ubuntu 7.04 Server Edition adds support for hardware facilities that speed up the use of virtual machines, as well as other improved hardware support, making it an excellent choice as a web, database, file, and print server, the fastest growing area of Linux server use. You can read more at the link provided at freshubuntu.org or freshubuntu.com. Ubuntu 5.10 reaches end of life on April 13, 2007. They announced the release of 5.10 almost 18 months ago on October 13th. As with earlier releases, Ubuntu committed to ongoing security and critical fixes for a period of 18 months. The support period is now nearing its end, and Ubuntu 5.10 will reach end of life on Friday, April 13th. Kind of a spooky time to have it. And at that time, Ubuntu security notices will no longer include information or updated packages for Ubuntu 5.10. So if you haven't upgraded yet, I urge you to at least try Dapper. That will be supported for quite a long time. Since its release in June of 2006, it will be supported for at least 3 years from that date. You'll still be safe for at least another year and a half, maybe more, if you upgrade to Dapper. Otherwise, you can wait until Feisty comes up and you can upgrade to Feisty 7.04, which will be out, I believe it is April 19th. I think that's what I said. Just a side note, if you haven't checked out the new site yet from Ubuntu.com, it's really quite a nice little change from what they had before. It looks like it was based on Drupal, the Drupal CMS system. And so check it out. It's at Ubuntu.com. Looks beautiful. And lastly, let's just go into the Ubuntu 7.04 beta. There has been a beta freeze announced shortly, maybe 48 hours ago. I'm just going to highlight for you some of the things in the beta freeze. Looks like they have a Windows migration tool. This new migration tool recognizes Internet Explorer bookmarks, Firefox favorites, desktop wallpapers, AOL, and Yahoo Instant Messenger contacts, and imports them into Ubuntu during installation. And this offers a faster and easier migration for new Ubuntu users and individuals wanting to run a dual boot system. Also, easy to install codec wizards, a guided way for installing codecs not shipped with Ubuntu, gives users a safe way of installing codecs they can legally use to view multimedia content, plug and play network sharing with Avahi. This new feature allows users to automatically discover and join a wireless network and share music, find printers, and more. Let me see. They have the server edition will have virtualization support. At Ubuntu, will have improved documentation and a thin client. You can get the beta right now and I will give you a link in the show notes for that. Looking forward to Feisty Fawn, the stable release. I'll be one of the first to download that. That's going to do it for the news this week. Thank you for joining me. Let's go on to our main segment. Right now, if you want to remove a package that you may have installed and you have removed it, or you thought you have removed it, you might want to take a second look through Synaptic once again. And this is sort of the easy way to remove a package that you have uninstalled through either through Synaptic or some other method. You might want to go to the Synaptic GUI and check on the status button. And that'll be on the lower left. Click on the status button and you'll see a list of categories of packages. One that says all, others that say installed, installed auto removable, installed local or obsolete, blah, blah, blah. And at the very bottom, you have one that is called not installed residual config. And that one will give you a list of packages that you have installed onto your system and have subsequently removed them, yet you still have some residual orphan packages or residual configurations that are still on your system and you would like to get rid of them. You would just simply apply the completely remove button onto the package that you want to remove, and that will pretty much take care of all your residual configurations, your orphan packages for that package. Now, that only pertains to packages that show up on the list in your Synaptic Package Manager. There may be some partial packages that you may have downloaded, and you want to get rid of those because for some reason or other you don't want them, don't really want to install them or what have you. You will want to get this terminal application called AutoClean, and that's just a simple command line command called, and all you would have to do is get into your terminal and type in sudo apt-get autoclean, and that will clean partial packages when you run it. What it'll do is read the package list and build a dependency, and then it'll go about deleting partial packages. That's all you have to do is run that one command, sudo apt-get autoclean. It'll take care of it all at once. No picking and choosing or anything like that. It'll find all the partial packages and remove them. And another way, one last thing, if you want to remove orphaned packages are packages that don't have any dependencies. If you want to remove them, you want to install a little utility called deborphan, deborphan, and you can install that through the Synaptic Package Manager, or if you're still in the command line, you can issue the sudo apt-get install deborphan command. Pretty much have to enter another command, which is a little too difficult to explain here on the podcasts, and I really don't want to bore you with the command anyway, so I'll post that in the show notes, and they will be available at freshubuntu.com or freshubuntu.org. So that is pretty much installing or uninstalling orphaned, removed, residual packages, and you can get some hard disk space back. Like mine, I only have a 30 gig hard drive. I should run it more often. Let me see, AutoClean, deborphan, and a way to do it through the Synaptic Package Manager. So give that a try and clean up your hard disk. Get some room back. Well, I want to introduce to you a new website that I got up and running about a couple of weeks ago. I've kept it sort of on the down low right now just to see if I can get it all at least workable for right now. But the new website is called Tip Shack, and it's a brand new website primarily for a place for users of every level to go for the latest tips and tutorials. But I must warn you right now, it's still far from being perfect. Of course, it is still in its first iteration. Hopefully, with your help, it will mature into a useful site for both new and experienced users alike. You might be familiar with the way it works, as it's based on the Plig CMS content management system. And if you have been using Dig at all, users get to see the highest rated content on the front page, while other users get to vote a story up or down based on its usefulness to them, or its interest, or what have you. Now, the website's URL is at tipshack, that's tipshack.freshubuntu.org. I'll have a link at the website. I believe I have a link already at freshubuntu.com. So anyway, some of the rules, I guess, I just want to lay this out there. It's open to everyone, whether they're Ubuntu users or not. Again, I don't want to be specific Ubuntu, but I'm sure that most of us, especially those listening to this podcast, who are Ubuntu users and want to participate, are more than welcome. Of course, users of Gentoo or OpenSUSE are welcome as well. Don't want to leave them out. We are all expected to become a useful part of a larger community in terms of Linux. Useful can mean many things. To some, it's voting on content. To others, it is submitting content, while others may choose to make comments and suggestions. All of those are welcome and invited by the vast spectrum of users. Linux users, non-Linux users, all of them are welcome. Submission of content is limited to various categories listed on the front page. Ubuntu, Kubuntu, GNOME, KDE, some other desktop environments, hardware, important news, and tech deals. Tech deals is really a good place to, again, market whatever you sell. For one thing, if it's related to Ubuntu, tech deals must be related to some type of Linux or Ubuntu thing. I don't want tech deals about, you know, Macintosh, whatever, or Windows stuff, as they will be promptly deleted. Other than that, if it has anything to do with Ubuntu or anything to do with Linux, it's perfectly okay to have it there. News and events related to Linux, related to Ubuntu even, specifically related to Ubuntu or Linux secondarily, is fine. Again, as far as the categories are concerned, I'm sure the categories will expand, but let's make sure that they are general enough to encompass more content. For instance, the hardware category should cover all types of category, again, related to Linux or Ubuntu. However, this does not preclude a more specific type of hardware to become a category, as it may be of special interest or because of sheer volume of content and or related issues. Okay, now, anyone can submit content after they have become, of course, a registered user. I don't require you to give me, you know, all your information, just your username and email address, so I can email you your password. Hopefully that works. And by the way, if it doesn't email you your password, make sure you remember it. You know, again, this is a very early edition of TipShack, so not everything may work, but make sure you remember your password, as the autoresponder with the password may not give you your password. It happened to me once, so fortunately, I remembered my password so I can get into my own site. So again, anyone can submit content and submit it to your heart's desire. I know there are several users. I mean, I am one of them myself. I scour the internet for great tutorials, of course, pertaining to what my predicament is. And for the most part, I find a really good one. 100% of the time, I find a good one. And you can submit all the content that you want, you know, all the tutorials that you found, the ones that were helpful, the ones that were not helpful. And you can submit that for review by users. And you know, as far as submitted content is concerned, it doesn't take any content from your site and put it onto my site. What it does do, however, is it's sort of a pointer to your site or to your content that you submitted. It will just put a link up on there, and just like in Dig, it puts a link. You put the storyline up, and people just vote it up or down, and have the option to go to that site directly and read the content from your servers or wherever the site is at. So content is not being stolen here, just being linked and highlighted. And again, it's kind of a neat way to get more traffic to your sites as well. Other people who like that tutorial or tip or bit of news that you have may also like, you know, the other content on your site. So it's a good way to pick up readers. And if you happen to have a blog, pick up subscribers as well. So they might find your site useful, and they may bookmark it, and who knows what might come of that. Also, you can submit your own content from your site. And this, I know there's some unwritten rule that you can't submit your own content to Dig, and that's all good and fine, and or any other place for that matter. But on this site, you can submit your own content from your site. And because you don't know how many times I've wanted to do that on Dig, and although I don't have a lot of great content or anything special to say, the power of Dig gets you listeners, gets you readers, gets you people to go to your URL and that kind of thing. But on this site, on Tip Shack, you can submit your own content, and it's welcomed. I invite users who think they may have something important to say to the community, whether it's a package review, installation guide, tutorial, or just an observation, as long as it falls into one of the categories, I'm okay with it. And so the users will be okay with it, given that I've announced that. Really, I realize that there are sites that frown upon self-submission, but I think that is counterproductive to a community that could benefit from your content. By the same token, the community will also decide if it is useful or not. So please have a tough skin, be open-minded to constructive criticism, or even some praise. Tip Shack will adhere to the Ubuntu philosophy of respect and community. If you don't know what that philosophy is, I suggest you go to the site over at ubuntu.com and pay special attention to the code of conduct, as this is the basis of the conduct at this site. Violations of this code is subject to dismissal from the site. I'm sorry, it has to be done. I'm sorry, I have to do it. But if you're willing to comply, then welcome to the site and enjoy what is inside. Participate to get the most out of your experience. Also, to help others out, if you can point them to the right in the right direction. Let's face it, we all want to help each other out. It's just part of our nature, whether we want to point people in the right direction or show them how to do it. One and the same to me. So this site is, again, in its first iteration, so please be aware that some things will not work, while other things will be a little bit buggy, to say the least. So basically, I'm at the mercy of the Plig CMS, and I'm still learning that as well. But your patience is appreciated. Any feedback you want to bring or give, please, you can leave it on the comments, or you can email it to me at freshubuntu@gmail.com. This site will likely get better, prettier, stronger, and more usable as time goes on, as more users get registered, submit content, and vote on tutorials and other categories as well. I do not own the content presented by you on this site. It's merely a place where it is linked. That link will go directly to the page that has been submitted. Again, a link is a link is a link. Google loves links to your page and will increase your Google juice judging by how many links that you have to your site. Now, these terms and conditions, rules of engagement, what have you, they can change for the better. And if you're curious about the site, head over to tipshack.freshubuntu.org. I'll have a link in the show notes. I'll have a link at freshubuntu.com. at freshubuntu.org. Please enjoy the site. If you have any comments about it, email it to me at freshubuntu@gmail.com. Thank you for the offer. it's about time to wrap this thing up. Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to listen to Fresh Ubuntu, episode number 30. You can leave me your comments at freshubuntu.com or at freshubuntu.blogspot.com, now also at freshubuntu.org. And someday soon, I will have that all aggregated into one place under one URL. So anyway, you can leave comments there, or you can email me comments at freshubuntu@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 1-775-262-9332. That is my Gizmo Project voicemail that you can reach on a landline. You can reach it through Skype. You can reach it through Gizmo. And let's see. Music was provided by the IOTA PromoNet and the PodSafe Music Network. Thank you for joining me again this week. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a happy, safe, and wonderful spring break if you're having it. We'll see you again soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.